Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Happy to find you here on 99.1. I'm Holly Bailey with the Township's Daily News Bits. This episode features the mayor, William Miller, for the municipality of Brome Village. They've embarked on a monumental project, a major project, as they build their first and very own permanent town hall. The current municipality of Brome Village was officially constituted on June 20th, 1923. Some 103 years later, it will soon have its own town hall. Let's hear all about it from the mayor himself. Okay, we've got the mayor, William Miller, of the municipality of Brome Village. Thank you for joining us here on the Township's Daily News Bits.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is great. So when did you become the mayor for Brome Village?
Well, Mr. Salby passed away, sadly, and then we went for election, which was kind of awkward because of COVID. But I became mayor in at that fall. It was supposed to be in the spring, but then COVID shut everything down. So the elections weren't till, I believe it was October. And of whatever year, gosh, 5-6 years ago now. So, and then I've been, I've got in twice. That was to finish his mandate, which was just over a year. And then I've been reelected by acclamation twice now. So, and I'm on my second 4-year term. So,
okay. Congratulations.
So I guess nobody else wanted the job. So,
well, things are clicking for Brome Village.
Yeah. We have a super council. We're all kind of pulling on the rope in the same direction. So, we've been able to do some nice projects, permanent skating rink and many, many little things, which with help from the provincial government. Mm-hmm. And that leads us to our new town hall, which is also being assisted by the government, the provincial government, which is a great grant that we're very privileged to have been able to get.
Okay. So, let's unpack this. This is like the main mission right now going, like this is the focus project right now.
Yeah. Well, it's the biggest thing to happen in Brome for many years, I'm sure. But
we are making history.
Yeah. Hopefully it's good history. only time will tell, right?
That's right. So why was this a priority for your council to have a permanent town hall? Because Brome Village has never had one before. Why is this a priority?
It just, our last offices we wanted some changes and it just wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't seeming to work out right. And then so we kind of got directed onto this grant that would give us 77% towards the project. And the fact that we didn't have any municipal building kind of was able to push us. It was one of the priorities of the grant.
Okay.
Which a town that already had a town hall would be less of a priority for this grant or this, you know. So because we didn't have our own, it kind of helped us to, I think, ultimately, you know, get the grant, and we were able to get a property. And so the stars kind of started to align, but still it's been basically 5 years in the making. But
it's a process.
You know, I've talked to other towns that that are getting new fire stations, like Donham, Mansonville, and you know, it's they had the same. It's a process, and you have to there's a bit of hope, I guess, to it, but it can be stressful because we had quite a bit of out of pocket expenses that are included in the grant. But until you really get that letter giving you the official word that you have the money, it is a bit of a, it is stressful because it's taxpayers' money and we're answering to them.
Right.
And, the concern is always taxes going up. And so we're trying to do this project without affecting our taxes. And we have been kind of working on this plan for years. So we've kind of got a bit of a surplus to help do the project. So
okay.
It's, you know, and there's been a lot of welcome tax, which our town never had. We've houses have sold for whatever reason that in the past, you know, just didn't, there wasn't a big turnover of homes in the village of Brome. But in more recent years, there's been home selling, and the ones that have sold, some of them have now sold twice and three times since COVID. So it's kind of, it's wow. kind of a strange, yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't understand it all, but
you're going with it.
We just like welcome tax.
There you go. Welcome to Brome Village.
Yeah, so exactly.
What kind of a budget are we talking about for this project?
The government has given us $1.8 million on a $2.3 million project, which...
Okay, that's substantial.
It is, but, you know, it's a public building obviously costs more than what most people build for themselves, and everything, you know, everything is, I guess, you know, more, you know, bigger, whatever you want to call it. It's, you know, it's built to different standards because right. it is a public building. So there is a bigger cost to it. And of course, with the government, there's environmental stuff. So they want, you know, they want you using products that are more environmentally friendly as far as heating and cooling and, you know, to keep your, you know, as close, not necessarily, I guess we could have even gone with like net zero if we'd really wanted to go, you know, crazy, but it just, it didn't fit our budget if we started okay. doing that, but we still, this will be a good, efficient building that should be good for, you know, many generations to come.
Right. And as if you're looking at it as an investment, you know, you're not throwing rent out the window. You have a building for $500,000 from the town, and then the rest is funded.
Right. And I mean, you know, we put thousands of dollars into roads every year that
wash
are,
away.
You know, that, you yeah. know, that wash away or need to be refixed. So, you know, I kind of, this type of money, yes, it's money being spent, but it is, like you say, an investment that will, you know, that will be with the town, you know, for decades to come. So, and I think, you know, it is being built with good materials, which will keep the maintenance costs down, which is other, you know, those are some of the other concerns that were voiced by citizens at the beginning of this project. So, you know, again, like to your point, that the rent money we're spending now should do, you know, should pay most of the maintenance of this building per year, you know, so our costs to the actual taxpayers shouldn't really change over the, you know, the near right. future. And, you know, our taxes, we've been able to keep them fairly in check for a number of years, being careful, you know, with the careful management and taking advantage of what grants are out there. And, so hopefully we can continue on that path, you know,
So where are we at? So you've purchased the piece of land. Where exactly is it located?
Well, it's on the corner of Stagecoach and Valley, which is right in kind of the heart of the center.
Downtown Brome yeah. Village.
Well, yeah, it's certainly, you know, when people go into Sutton or whatever, we'll see mm-hmm. it. And it's there. It's a good location for the town, I think. Basically the land was purchased, and now the construction has, now that everything's in place and the, you know, we got the official letter and all the stuff we needed that we've been waiting on for and working on for the last number of years has come into place. And, they've actually got the driveway mostly in, which is a local excavation company seems to have got that bid. So like we didn't have anything to do with, you know, who gets the bid. So, but it luckily, or I mean, I think it's nice that more local people have received, they seem to whoever,
absolutely.
The, you know, which contributes to our local economy. So
it does. And there's also a sense of appartenance, like this is your town hall.
I hope it brings some pride to, you know, to the town, and you know, because I think that it should. It's a nice project, and you know, it should really, you know, the people should be proud of it. That you know,
It's an accomplishment. And like you said, you guys are making history.
Yeah, it was certainly, I guess it is history. Yeah.
That was Mayor Bill Miller for the municipality of Brome Village speaking to us about the soon-to-be permanent town hall. It will measure 260 square meters and will be located at the corner of Valley Road and Stagecoach, so at 322 Stagecoach Road. That route is just historic in its own right, dating back to the late 18th century. It was a major artery and route that got its name from the horse-drawn stagecoaches that used to transport mail and passengers across the region and connect the eastern townships to New England when the first loyalists and settlers arrived in the area around 1799. So history is steeped right at its core for this new town hall building. Let's find out more about the actual build and when it's expected to be open for use. When can you expect to be in the town hall? Like construction hasn't started.
No, but they I was at the site the other day, and they've already started digging for the foundation. They've already done the well for the water. You know, depending on how much rain we get, this if it continues the way it has been, it may be slow going. But you know, the contractors haven't given us a definite time. But I mean, I'm quite certain that they'll have at least the exterior done before fall.
Oh wow! Okay.
I think we're looking at maybe spring to move in, maybe a little sooner than that. But then, you know, the project does include the landscaping and everything around the property. So that obviously don't expect that done until next summer. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, they kind of started the construction the beginning of June. So, you know, I mean, I think it'll be into June next year before it really is completely done. So,
and are we going to have a house warmer? Are we going to have an opening celebration?
Yeah,
we
well, like, yes, on site? Yeah. there will be some kind of a town hall warming of some sort probably some sort of press release and that, because you know to
commemorate it, yeah,
right, usually the first right, exactly. So, anyways, it's. I don't, those are all stuff we're a long ways away from at the moment.
Right. But we can see it. It's in our scope now.
When we actually saw them start, then there was it was a sigh of relief that, you know, we're finally there. Once we started, now I feel good about it. And and I guess in reality, it's our first project in the village like this. And so, we're not used to the time frames that everything works on. I guess it from what I've talked to other mayors, this is normal.
This is normal.
Because there's so many moving parts and everything. So, you know, and I guess maybe, you know, a bit of impatience on my part, because as being a business owner, you kind of make decisions good or bad every day and you run with them. So yeah. when you're at the mercy of everybody else putting all the pieces together, well then you have to operate a little differently. It's not a one man show. So
no, you have to follow the dance.
Right. I mean you've just got so many, you know, it's the council and everybody and then working with the government officials and everybody and doing everything, like every box has to be ticked before answer is yes for this. So, but it's off and running now. So,
well, congratulations. That's
thank you.
Like you said, in our chat prior, like it was a bit of a gamble and a leap of faith, because you had architectural bills, environmental,
testing
analysis before you could, so all this money going
it,
out
it is I mean I guess like I said, other people that are more used to, you know, that work in the municipal environment, it would be more normal for them. But just our small town, you know, it is and we have, you know, the thing too is that we are a small town, so our tax base if you make bad decisions, could be affected,
for
right,
years.
for many years to come. So it is, there is the, you know, and I'm, I say that to everybody, that the council, we're all, the councilors and myself are all taxpayers. So we are respectful to the budget and what we're spending. So, you know, I think, and, you know, that that's just, you know, it is what it is, I guess, but it is, you don't want to go and spend money for nothing, in which finally we know we haven't. So
anyway, and do you have a sense, or can you give us a sense of what it will look like, or what kind of features it has?
Yeah,
or?
Well, there's actually a picture up from the architect's kind of rough, not necessarily rough draft, but I'm not saying the colors and everything will be exact to what's on the picture, but there is a picture on the construction fence, and it's basically a single story building with, with obviously quite a few windows in it, in the meeting room and like the hall part, or whatever you want to call it. And then there's the office, and it's it's a fairly, I don't want to call it simple necessarily, but it's not extravagant.
Perfectly adequate, though, for what
That's it. We tried to stay, it'll be very, compared to what we have had in years gone by, it's going to be more, it's very much adequate. It's going to be a great, great advance from what we've had. But it's a relatively simple building, and that's out of one budget for the initial cost, and two, keeping it simple and able, something that we can afford to maintain in 20 or 30 years when it starts needing maintenance. We don't want to burden the town later, if you're thinking forward the next 20 or 30 years,
right, your grandkids,
right.
You
don't want
to
build
now.
Some big, build some mansion when all you can afford is a bungalow. So it didn't make any sense. And so I think we've built something that's it'll be nice. It's going to look decent, and yet it will be budget friendly and something that we can afford to maintain over the next two or three decades as it starts to need some maintenance and stuff. So
sounds very reasonable.
Yeah. Well, Brome's kind of stuck in a bit of a spot where we don't have much land left that can be built on. So to increase your tax base is not without, if you can't increase your net worth by having more homes built or whatever, as other towns do, you have no choice but to raise what you charge each person that is living there.
Right.
So,
and that was a concern citizens had, right? That the taxes
they're
would go up to fund
sure,
this.
Sure.
But...
Which, I fall back on the fact that myself and the council are all taxpayers. So, we don't want our taxes going up anymore. it affects us as much as any other citizen. So it's,
For the most part, everything's going to stay.
Yeah, you can't ever say they're never going to go up. Mm-hmm. But I mean, a lot of towns, their taxes have been going up, 8, 10, 15, 20% in the last few years. And we haven't raised our taxes in a number of years already. So, when other towns have been going up. So,
maybe we'll be all looking to Brome Village for the example.
Our taxes are actually high enough for what our services are. Mm-hmm. So we really try to respect that it doesn't get more than it is.
Right, and be conservative.
But I think, it's still, they're not, our taxes aren't bad compared to other towns. But I mean, again, we don't supply services like bigger towns either. So there is a worth, there's a net worth to having, services. But I mean, we provide what people need and are requesting.
Do you have a sense of what the population is? Like what your number of citizens?
Well,
we
run around 300 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus or it kind of fluctuates a little bit, I guess, depending by the year, but it's somewhere in that area.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to tell listeners or your citizens, your
No.
Constituents from the mayor, Mr. Bill Miller?
No, not really. It's the, most of the people that have had questions have been to our council meetings, and we have a number of citizens that come on a monthly basis and stay very up to speed, and then others that kind of show up when things aren't, when they don't feel things are going well, but we, you know, we don't have any big, I don't know. I think everybody's respectful with each other, and we try to answer their questions. And sometimes it's, you know, they've heard something at the restaurant or Tim Hortons in Moulton, and oh my God. And then when they get to the council and talk to us, they realize, can you believe it? It wasn't true.
Can you believe it?
Or the facts have been twisted.
Not all news is actually news.
Right. You just can't believe everything you hear at Tim Hortons.
So. Well, we're so happy to get it straight from you so we know what's going on, and for sharing it with our townshippers here. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
A big thank you to Mayor William Miller for the municipality of Brome Village for sharing all the details with us for their permanent town hall that is currently in the works. And completion is projected for spring of 2027. So stay tuned for that. We thank you for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey, here through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.